The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Spencer Davis Group, Piscopo in the Morning. There it is. That's my childhood right there. Oh, man. We used to idolize the Spencer Davis Group. Piscopo in the Morning, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. So I want to give you a breakdown of all the news. And generally, I get in my computer, I get a breakdown of all the news. Frankie, meticulously, very, very early in the morning before we go on the air, Frankie Five Boroughs Morano puts in all the stories of what we're going to talk about, what's going on. And we wing a lot of this, of course, as you know. And I get silly, and forgive me for that. Sorry about that. But we look at what's going on in the news. We break it down. So it's on something we call the Anchor Dashboard. But the Anchor Dashboard, for me, works sporadically. It doesn't, and I have a feeling it's more Apple than the Anchor Dashboard is, you know. And to give a credit to the gentleman that invented the Anchor Dashboard, but I have nothing in front of me. So I said, let me be a little different right now, this second here, at 6 after 9 on this July 19, 2019, on this Friday. I'll look at CNN. I'll look at the headlines at CNN. That's what I'll look at. I'll see what's breaking according to CNN. I'm a Fox News guy. I make no apologies for that. I think the presentation of Fox News, even though they put a lot of Democrats on Fox News, you know that, and a lot of liberals on. I just like the presentation. I enjoyed the personalities. I love the fun of Fox and Friends, at Fox and Friends weekend. I like to watch Ed Henry. I enjoy Fox News. But I'll go to CNN because I used to do Brooke Baldwin all the time. Remember in the afternoon, I would do Brooke Baldwin. But the second I said, Donald Trump is doing a pretty good job. Oh, God forbid I say anything positive about the United States, about the flag, about standing for the anthem, or about the president of the United States doing a good job, then I think you get banned from CNN. So anyway, now I'm reading the story. I don't even want to repeat the stories, but look, they're talking about everything. It's so negative, and it's all false narrative. I'm not using fake news because I don't want to be that blatant. But look, this is Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo reenact Donald Trump's 13 seconds of silence. They're obsessed. They're talking about when the chant went off, rather, at the Donald Trump rally. They said, they go, send her back, about Ilhan Omar, send her back. There was 13 seconds. The president was supposed to stop it and cut it off, and he did. And it was they're counting it, and then they're reenacting it. They're obsessed with it. It wasn't Donald Trump that said send her back. It's guys like me were saying send her back. I've been saying it for 2 weeks. If you're going to talk about Al-Qaeda in such glowing terms, get the hell out of the country. That's the way we feel. How could they miss it? If you're going to talk in glowing terms about Al-Qaeda and saying your professor's shoulders went back when he said Al-Qaeda and he said Hezbollah, you don't feel that way when you say America or you say Britain or you say the army. Those were the exact words that I just quoted you that Ilhan Omar said. In my mind, you get the hell out of the country. Forgive my vernacular. That's me talking. And I'm telling you. So when the president tweets out the things that Ilhan Omar has said, that Rashida Tlaib said, the anti-Israel sentiment, the anti-Semitic sentiment, what they're saying, talking about Benjamins, talking about the Israeli citizens, putting a boycott against the Jews in Israel, talking. It's so anti-Semitic when AOC compares the United States to Nazis. We have concentration camps. Are you started by Barack Obama? It's, you know what? It's young women who have not done their homework in studying history. And forgive me for saying women, because I don't even, to me, it's not even gendered. It's not color at all. It's just anti-American. And I really feel from this force, from this left, you can't put your hand over your heart when you do the Pledge of Allegiance or when you sing the national anthem. I'm telling you, it's anti-American. You don't want to wear a flag on your lapel or on your dress. It's anti-American. I'm feeling that. And then when she goes in, but the thing where Omar really lost me was talking about Al-Qaeda. That is, to me, she believes in the philosophy of Al-Qaeda, which is a jihad against the United States of America. Can I be more clear than that? So please, let's just put everything aside and I would just respectfully request to CNN to please just be a little more objective. Just be a little more objective. That's like we try to be on the program. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio getting fired up. It's a Friday, 10 after 9 o'clock, and we want to lighten it up. Can we lighten it up a little bit, Frankie Five Boroughs? Can we do that a little bit? I get so fired up all week long. So we want to bring to the airwaves Steve Guttenberg, longtime actor, best known for films like Police Academy. You know Steve Guttenberg, of course. He's got a new film called Miss Arizona. And look at this. I'm looking on my call board, and we are proud to bring to the airwaves a great actor and a great guy, Steve Guttenberg. Hey, Steve, welcome to the program, man.
Joe, thanks so much. I'm so excited to talk to you. I know we've met a couple of times, but I've always been such a big fan of you, and you're one of the most talented guys around. Great to be on your show.
Thank you, brother. Right back at you, Steve. This is great, you know? And I want to tell you this. I understand that before we get into the films, you got married a few months ago. Congratulations. Are you still married? I should ask that, I guess, huh?
I am. Let me look at my watch. Yeah, as of now, I'm still not married. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, we got married in January, and my beautiful wife, Emily Smith, she worked for CBS for 15 years, and she was so sweet. I moved out to California to help look after my mom and dad, and she was so sweet. She left her job at CBS and came with me.
Wow, this is great, man. This is so, I know, and I know, you know, when I look at your film, Steve Guttenberg, I see that you know, your films have grossed over, almost $1 billion, for crying out loud, all your films together like that. And I'm dying to hear about this new film, Miss Arizona. Is this something that you produced, Steve?
A terrific director named Autumn McAlpern approached me about it.
Yeah.
And it's a really super empowering movie about a young lady who finds herself at a woman's shelter. And she decides to raise some money, and she joins a drag show, of course, as a woman, so she's got a leg up. And she raises some money for this woman's shelter, and I play one of the drag queens. It's a really important movie about women's rights and actually has a lot of comedy in it. And that's the funny part, that, you know, she's a lady, you know, joining a drag show. So you're totally correct that it's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we know now, and I see in front of me here, this happened, Hurricane Katrina. People may not know this about Steve Guttenberg. You actually spent a week volunteering at the Astrodome during Hurricane Katrina?
I did. You know, 3 days after Katrina hit, my dad is a U.S. Army Ranger, and I said, Dad, I'm going down there.
Wow.
And he said, it's too dangerous. I wouldn't even go down there. But I got some heavy gloves, I got some heavy boots. Actually went down there for 3 weeks, and Joe, was one of the most life-affirming experiences of my life. You know, I was disappointed and exhilarated each and every day, and it was 3 weeks of volunteering, and I feel it was one of my proudest moments.
God bless you for doing that, my brother. Hey, did you travel around as kind of a quote-unquote Army brat with your dad?
No. My dad left the military before I was born.
Okay.
He actually became a New York City policeman.
You're in
the 103, Jamaica, Queens.
That's right. I heard that. Thank you for your service. Oh, man, that's great, man. Because give us your history. Steve Guttenberg, give us your history. And I know we want to keep you as long as we can, but I don't want to take your time because I know you're doing like a press thing. But we appreciate you. So tell me, out of New York, or your whole history and how you got to, you know, starring in films like Cocoon, for crying out loud.
Sure. I was born in Borough Park, Brooklyn, to Ann and Stan Guttenberg, Ann Newman and Stan Guttenberg. And had a wonderful family there in Brooklyn. Then we moved to Flushing, Queens. Then we moved to North Massapequa, Plain Edge, Long Island, where Alec Baldwin and Jerry Seinfeld,
yeah.
And, you know, Brian, and a ton of great guys are from there. And then about 17, I moved to California, started auditioning, and got lucky, you know. Got Police Academy and Three Men, a Baby, and Cocoon, and Short Circuit. And, the business, like I'm sure how you feel, has been a little better than terrific to me and my family.
Yeah.
And given us opportunities that, you know, I never could have had before, and have worked with people and met people and become friends with people and been influenced by people that I'm grateful for every day.
But you're a good guy, man. And do you come back to New York? Do you hang in New York? Do you go back to Brooklyn just to draw strength from the old neighborhood?
Right. You just hit it right on the nail. Right, the nail right on the head. You know, when I go back to Borough Park, I go back to Flushing, I go back to Massapequa, it really gives me who I am.
Yep.
I'm a regular guy
yep.
in an extraordinary circumstance. And I love being around my people, my tribe. You know, I love California. It's a beautiful place. my parents moved to Arizona, so that's where I am right now. I visit them all the time. But I'm most comfortable in New York. That's my tribe.
How did you, Steve, before we let you go, man, Steve Guttenberg, the great Steve Guttenberg with Piscopo in the morning. He's got this new film, Miss Arizona. You got to check it out. But on Cocoon, you're so good in everything you do. There's a naturalness about you when you're on screen. But Cocoon with Ron Howard and all the great talent, how did you get that role? And what was it like shooting that, if we can?
I was very lucky. Dick Zanuck, the great director, had me in for a meeting with Ron, and it was between me and Nicolas Cage.
What?
And I talked my way into it. And acting is true emotion in artificial circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm well trained. I'm skilled, and I got very, very lucky to work with Ron Howard, one of the best directors in the world, one of the greatest and smartest. And got to work with Gwen Verdon and Maureen Stapleton Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy and Donna Michi. One of the greatest experiences of my life.
Donna Michi, you're right, man. That's right. The new film's called Miss Arizona, starring Steve Guttenberg. It's now it's in theaters, but also on video on demand. Steve, is that right?
It sure is. It sure is. And if anybody wants to take a look at my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, and there are all kinds of stories about Miss Arizona. And it's a wonderful, empowering movie about getting what you want when you got the odds against you. It's a terrific film. I hope everybody checks it out.
Miss Arizona. We'll be looking at it for sure, Steve. Hey, Steve, listen, when you're in New York, you got to come into the studio live. We would love to have you here, man.
Oh, Joe, that's such a great invitation. I'll take you up on it. And I got to tell you, real quickly, everybody,
yeah.
I've seen you perform, Joe, and I wasn't able to come backstage and see you because I had to get in a car and go back home.
Yeah.
But you are really brilliant on stage.
Oh.
You are some great actor, some great performer, and I admire you greatly.
All right, thank you. Right back at you, Steve Guttenberg. Thank you, my friend. God bless you for that. And we'll talk soon, and all the very best to you, Steve.
You too. To you and your family, Joe.
Thanks, man. Steve Guttenberg right there. We all know Steve from Police Academy, Short Circuit, Three Men and a Baby, right? And Cocoon. Steve Guttenberg. Everybody knows and loves Steve. The new film is Miss Arizona. Check it out. I guess you can go to theaters, but you can also go to video on demand. If you Google Steve Guttenberg, you'll be able to find where it is. You know what? Interesting. I was not aware that he was so local. But you could tell. Can't you tell? From Brooklyn, a Brooklyn guy going out there. And very, very kind indeed. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. It's 877-970-2999. Speaking of local, can I go to a quick call on our Balance of Nature phone lines? Hey, Lou in Queens. Let me go to Lou. Lou, how are you this morning? What's on your mind, brother?
Joey, as usual, I'd like to bring up some fact checks about Miss Omar's homeland. A great article on the 12th in the Wall Street Journal was entitled, Can Omar Overcome Her Prejudices? And it was written by another Somali, a woman called Hersey Ali, who I'm sure you know has written a lot of things about growing up in Islamic society, where she says in that country, of course, the word Jew is used as a curse word, that every time they say anything, it's loaded with anti-Semitism and everything else. And I'd like to bring something else out. She made a lousy comment about Black Hawk Down where she said, quote, we killed too many people during that incident.
Yeah.
That really killed me considering that we had sent 48 6,000 tons of food to feed those people, half a million who had already starved to death.
Yeah, man.
And our reply was to get into a fight with, are you ready for this, a Soviet-trained warlord named Farah Adidi. So here we are, another lady from a failed socialist state telling us how to run our country.
Well, amen, Lou. You know, I hate to say it, you're absolutely right on Black Hawk Down. And that they don't go back to what Ms. Omar said. I mean, respectfully, we respectfully submit you don't go back to how the feud, the back and forth starts. It doesn't start in the administration. It starts with Ilhan Omar. And to your point, Lou, and thank you for that. Don't forget, in Mogadishu, they dragged 17 United States Army soldiers deceased through the streets. They dragged these Army Rangers through the streets. And we went there, what, to save the people of Somalia because it was run by drug lords. It hasn't settled down since then. So if you're from there and you come here, we would just like, and we just, I don't think it's a lot to ask if you ask for a little humility, respect, and love for this country. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, I see the phone calls, but let me go to a break and I'll go to the calls when we come back. 877-970-2999. Debbie, it's Debbie Duhaime on the roads for you this morning. It's a Friday. Yay, Debbie, it's a Friday.
Yay,
here we
Friday,
go.
Friday. Yes. I know you've got a big day today. You've
yeah.
got a lot going on, hanging with the president and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Not hanging. Joe Pesci. Yeah, I know Joe Pesci. Yeah, but They don't know. They don't care. I'll just go do my part. It's on my way home, too, which I absolutely love right out there in the 78. But, you know, 78 could jam up traffic-wise, so I'm going to leave, like, early. How are we doing traffic-wise right now? 921 with Debbie on the roads for you right now.
Joe, you're in good shape right now, actually. Traffic is so much lighter today than normal. Just a Friday here in the city, it's a lot lighter than normal here as you leave the Holland Tunnel. Newark Bay Extension moving okay as you head west. Eastbound, moving a little bit slowly here, getting out toward the Newark Bay Bridge. But 78 westbound, a nice ride, getting out toward 287 and in toward Hunterdon County. I do see volume, though, over on the southbound side of 287 by exit 35, in Morristown. Believe it or not, it's a down tree. We're also seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take a ride to the LIE eastbound out by the Clearview with an accident over there. And it's still stop and go for you at the LIE west out through the BQE, Queens Midtown Tunnel, 10 minutes getting into town. Still heavy cross Bronx westbound getting out toward the GWB with construction at the outbound GWB. And the eastbound side of the cross Bronx is moving slowly getting out toward Webster Avenue with some ongoing road work there. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy this morning, sunshine this afternoon, high of 91, it'll feel like 100. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough will always question Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
When politics obsesses the facts, then you can't get to the facts because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't want you to know the facts. She wants you to do what she tells you to do and not to question it.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weekdays at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesday at 4.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. That's the smart way to buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now.
Well, July 19th through the 22nd.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, July 19th through 22nd, and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Sub exclusions apply. See store for details.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, John Catsimatidis right there. There's your Sunday block. I got your Sunday block right here, John Catsimatidis, 8:30, right before Morano in the Morning. Hey, remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence, you know, operating for 74 years and serving over 1 million happy guests. Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. Did you know that Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades? Were you hip to that fact? Discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. Here's your chance. Oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, unforgettable memories to last a lifetime. Each island is unique with its own personality. Choose from the 7-day two-islander tour or the 10-day three-islander tour, both guaranteed to please. You can visit PerilloTours.com. Watch all the videos Steve has put together for your enjoyment. Hear firsthand from happy travelers and the wonderful experiences they've had taking a Perillo tour. Call for the 2019 Italy or Hawaii brochure at 888-PERILLO. That's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
So where are you from?
Jersey originally.
Yeah? Yeah. Ever see Joe Piscopo's Jersey guy? Hey, I'm Jersey guy. I'm from Jersey. I'm the Jersey guy.
And now, back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
As Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah, man, that's too funny. I remember he said that. Came up in the comedy clubs with Mr. David. I want you to know that. Early, way back in the late 1970s. Oh, I'm so old. 927 with Joe on the radio. Assemblywoman Nicole Meliotakis represents Staten Island and Brooklyn in the state assembly. Candidate for Congress in New York's 11th district. Nicole, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning?
I'm great, Joe. How are you? And by the way, Curb Your Enthusiasm is one of my favorite shows.
Isn't that wild? Larry, he's the exact same way in person as you see in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I met him at Yankee Stadium once. It was great.
Yeah, right? Hey, Nicole, I understand you just got back from Israel. When did you get back? Just yesterday?
Yes, it was a wonderful trip. And if you've never been, have you been, Joe, to Israel?
I have. I've had the privilege of being in the Holy Land. It's like no place else, correct?
It really is unbelievable. It completely exceeded my expectations, and we got to visit many historical sites, and we also got to see a lot that's going on the ground right now in terms of current events. One of the most impressive things about Israel. Well, first of all, we did get to go to Bethlehem and see the birthplace of Jesus Christ, going to where he was crucified and resurrected, and it was really unbelievable to be there, and I felt very blessed. But one of the other things that was very really tears your heart out is the Yad Vashem memorial to the Holocaust victims.
Yeah,
it's truly something I think every elected official, every person should see. Some of those who are in Congress right now should go see site and learn really about what the atrocities of the Holocaust were all about, and how cruel human beings can truly be.
When you go to Israel, you're so right, Nicole Malliotakis. Yeah, when I went there and I wanted to go to Bethlehem. I wanted to see the birthplace of Jesus. You know, I wanted to go to Nazareth, where St. Joseph and Mary, you know, lived, you know. And I went through all these holy places, and you're right, where Jesus was crucified. You know, the church, the Holy Sepulchre we went to. Then I said, and it was late, people said, oh, we got to go. I said, nope. I got to go to Yad Vashem first. But on the way to the, we were rushed. I said, I'm going to Yad Vashem. You have to go. And I don't know how you make that point strong enough, Nicole, to Ilhan Omar and to Rashida Tlaib. They want to go to Israel. Now, we don't know that the Prime Minister Netanyahu is going to let them in because of their prejudice against the Jewish state and the Jewish people. But boy, they maybe they could go. God forbid they go in Washington, D.C., right, Nicole? They should stop by, you know, the Holocaust Museum down there.
Well, really, they should be allowed in because they need an education more than anybody else about what the atrocities of the Holocaust are. When you talk about, you know, deteriorating the definition of the Holocaust, of concentration camps, of Nazism, you know, this whole idea that Ilhan Omar is now saying she's going to introduce a BDS resolution and compare it to Nazi Germany is really just horrific. And this is somebody who's on our Foreign Affairs Committee who should not be sitting on the Foreign Affairs Committee. In fact, the sentiment in Israel is that, you know, the United States is wavering in its support for Israel. And that is something that we cannot allow to happen. And certainly we can't give that impression to our allies. And I think that is, you know, one of the important things is this is going to be a freshman trip that the members of Congress are taking. They need to go. They need to stop at Yad Vashem. They need to learn. In fact, Yad Vashem invited Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez following her concentration camp remarks. She should accept their invitation. Yeah. She should go and really see what I saw and what really everyone, and it's not just them. Mm. It is every elected official, every person, they go to Israel, must stop at the Yad Vashem and just see. It's you know, you read about it in textbooks growing up as a child in our school system. It's nothing like going to this memorial, the museum, and really taking it all in and seeing it firsthand. It's as if you're living the history firsthand, watching it at this exhibit. And it's just really, it was one of the most, I think, important things that I've ever done in my life.
Did I see, Nicole, that from Dov Hyken, that Max Rose did not denounce Ilhan Omar? Is that correct? He did not denounce her?
Well, you know, the very few first remarks he did, but then he really walked it back. He has called her a friend with whom he shares values. He has said that she should remain on the Foreign Affairs Committee. He has not denounced publicly AOC's comments regarding concentration camps. And that is why I believe Assemblyman Hyken and others had protested outside his office recently. And I think, you know, I just think that, look, there's those who are in our United States Congress who are anti-Semitic and and pro-socialism, anti-American. The rhetoric from Ilhan Omar blaming United States for what has happened in Venezuela, saying it is United States' fault that there is such horrible conditions in Venezuela. You know, these are comments that need to be denounced and vociferously. And what we're finding is members of Congress, particularly in that Democratic conference, are afraid. They're afraid to stand up against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar. And so, you know, again, we cannot be silent. This is the time more than ever where we need elected officials at the city, state, and federal level willing to come out and denounce strongly and push back on what they're saying. We see it from Lee Zeldin. I know you're going to have him on, and Lee's fantastic.
Yes.
He is one of the most vocal individuals in Congress. And you know, others need to be the same. They can't just stand by and be silent or choose not to comment.
Yeah.
During times like this.
I appreciate you say, and your approach is so kind and gentle, if I may, Nicole, as is Congressman Zeldin's. It's respectful. It's respectfully submitted. Please stop the anti-Semitism. Please learn your history. But when it comes from the other side, and I'm old, Nicole, I've never seen such viciousness as I see from the left coming at us every which way. That it for me, I like when the president, you know, gets a little, you know, gets strong in his language toward these folks that are putting, you know, putting everything that we stand for down. Before we let you go, Nicole, what was your reaction to Rand Paul holding up the 9/11 victims compensation bill?
Yeah, I think it's terrible. I think he has to get out of the way and allow a vote to take place. I understand that we have fiscal issues in this country, but when we talk about providing for the health care and the needs of those who serve this city and days following 9/11, who trusted our government when our government said it was safe to go back to downtown, and now have become sick with illness, and we owe it to those first responders and those victims who trusted the government. And you know, this should not be something, you know, this is not the place to be cutting corners. Let's put it that way. This is not the place to be saving any type of money. They need to pass that bill as soon as possible. And yes, he may be of my party, and then maybe that's even more important that I say that what he said is the wrong thing. He and Mike Lee should not be holding up this bill. We need a vote as soon as possible. We need to have that permanent extension.
All right, Nicole Melitakis, and remembering firefighter Richard Driscoll passed away again from 9/11 illnesses. Indeed, Nicole, thanks for the fight, girl, and you're always welcome here. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the United States of America, Nicole, and we'll see you
great
real soon.
Country in the world.
There it is. Thank you very much. Thanks so much, Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis. And yes, indeed, Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us as well this hour. Right now, Frankie Five Boroughs is standing by with the headline news live and local at 9:35 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
76 degrees at 9:35. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. Here's what's going on. President Trump is coming back to the tri-state area today, where he'll be greeted by Joe Piscopo in the great state of New Jersey. He's expected to travel to his New Jersey golf club in Bedminster for a campaign event and then stick around through Sunday. Local residents can expect the usual interruptions, including road closures along surrounding routes, including routes 287, 10, and 24. And there will also be flight restrictions. The event at the Trump National Golf Course is a fundraiser for his 2020 reelection campaign. And a new House bill is ordering the Pentagon to reveal if they have ever used infected ticks in biological warfare experiments. Republican Congressman Christopher Smith of New Jersey wrote an amendment that requires Pentagon officials to disclose whether ticks or insects allegedly used in defense experiments from the 1950s to the 70s were released by accident or by design. Smith's bill is based on a theory about a possible link between infected insects and the spread of Lyme disease. And if you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Hey, good morning to you, Frank. Thank you so much. And heading over to Jersey right now, you're going to see some volume on 287 South, exit 35 into Morristown. Looks like a down tree taking two lanes there. It's busy on 280 East, heading out toward exit 15, getting in toward Newark. That's a car fire to contend with as well. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Watch for slowdowns on the Hutch southbound, East Lincoln Ave into Mount Vernon. Some police department activity over there. You're going to see some slowdowns in both directions. And heading up toward Monroe, 208, getting up toward the area of Peddler Hill Road. Looks like an overturned truck to deal with as well. Stop-and-go traffic this morning, northbound Van Wyck into Atlantic Avenue. That's a stalled car. And the LIE eastbound, still busy up by the Clearview, but it looks like an accident there was just cleared. Traffic moving slowly as you head to the northbound side of 95, getting up through Portchester with ongoing construction. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 91. It's going to feel like 100 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been holding off on buying vitamins because I figure, you know what? All the vitamins I need are going to be in the fruits and vegetable supplements. I'm not going to bore you to tears with recanting all my health issues and what have you, but I will tell you this. There's already improvement, and it's a really amazing transition. It's really nice to get hooked up with an organization of people that understand where real health comes from. This will make a great commercial, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Just engaged? Finding the picture-perfect venue for the big day can be so stressful. Look no further. Plan your wedding aboard the beautiful Atlantis private yacht. The Atlantis is a three-deck vessel impeccably designed with two state-of-the-art bars, a private bridal changing suite, immaculate restrooms, a fountain up top, and a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor. Food and service are excellent, and guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Consider booking the Atlantis for your wedding. Onboard ceremonies can be accommodated. Your guests will be wowed by the beautiful venue and breathtaking views. And furthermore, there's only one wedding at a time. It doesn't get better than this. Weddings, engagement and retirement parties, commitment celebrations, fundraising events, sweet 16s, bar and bat mitzvahs, and corporate cruises are sure to be sensational. Call Captain Fred's office today and arrange an appointment to view the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Congressman Lee Zeldin is coming up momentarily. He wanted to tell you about Mike Connors and these free seminars that he has, answering all your questions about a will, a trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. You can attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mr. Mike Connors himself, Tuesday, July 30th. Look at this, at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge. 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. That's like three shows he's doing in one day for you, for free. Are you kidding me? July 30th, right there at the Greenhouse Cafe. Hey, July 31st, that's Wednesday, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge on Adams Street, downtown Brooklyn. Thursday, August 1st at Buckley's Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. And Mike's the expert at all of this. If you're worrying about your will, your trust, your financial legacy, you got to talk to Mike Connors. And if you can't make any of these free seminars, please call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. Lisa is standing by for you as I speak. 718-238-6500. Mike Connors says it best. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, the whole thing goes back to my childhood. My uncle's dying wish. He wanted me on his lap. He was in the electric chair. What a childhood I had. The other kids made fun of me, made fun of my cousin, too. They called him Four Eyes. And later on, he got glasses, then they called him Eight Eyes. I mean, in my block, the kids were tough. All over my face, I had pimples. They used to grab me and play connect the dots. You kidding? Oh, when I was a kid, I went through plenty. When the first time I hitchhiked, I got beat up. I used the wrong finger.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, the great Rodney, who was so nice to me and kind to me at the comedy clubs. I love Rodney. He was, hey, Joe, how are you? How are you? He was always the best. And God knows we got to lighten it up just a little bit. But getting back to politics in a big way with one of the best public servants out there, Congressman Lee Zeldin, kind enough to join us live on the radio. Lee, welcome back to the show, sir. Always appreciate you joining us.
Oh, it's great to be with you as well. And, I enjoy hearing those tidbits there. I mean, I can only imagine the stories that you have interacting with these great comedians.
And they worked, he was way before my time, Lee. Rodney wasn't, but he worked in clubs that were tough, where there were fights. I mean, we got used to getting fights, but you're too young, Lee Zeldin. But I remember back when in New York City, 44th and 9th, Hell's Kitchen, where Larry David was there, Rodney would come in. It was dangerous back then before Mayor Giuliani cleaned it up, I don't think you were born, Congressman, to tell you the truth, sir.
I'll tell you what. So, I mean, I do remember, obviously, before, as Giuliani was coming in,
yeah.
The experience of going into the city, even though I was younger, with the strip clubs everywhere,
and
the drugs and the prostitutes, to lower the quality of life. I'll tell you one fun fact. I don't think I've ever even shared it publicly. I was actually once offered a job at Dangerfield's Comedy Club in the city.
What?
But not as a comedian. I was there on my senior prom. We grab our limo from East End of Long Island. We go into the city, and there was a comedian up there with a harmonica. And his whole routine was about doing something with the harmonica and then cracking a joke. But he says, does anyone here know how to play Piano Man by Billy Joel? And my friends, they all bombed me out. They got me on stage, and they had a grand piano up there. and it was super cool. It wasn't a joke by the comedian. He played the actual harmonica part that Billy Joel plays. I played the piano part, and the entire Dangerfields Comedy Club was singing along.
Oh, my.
It was awesome. They offered me a job, but it was like an hour away from home, so I wasn't able to take it.
Wait, you could play the piano like that, Congressman Zeldin? I had no idea.
I took lessons starting when I was about five, and there was a point where I peaked because this great teacher, she would only teach me classical music, and I said I wanted to learn. I was in sixth grade, and there was a kid in the sixth grade with me who he played the theme song to Top Gun, and it wasn't that good, and everyone in my class was going nuts in approval. And then I get up there and I play like, you know, Beethoven or Mozart, and I'm putting all the kids to sleep. I'm like, this isn't going to work. So they switched me over to, you know, to pop. I had to go to another teacher.
Yeah.
But I never really got that much better. I mean, took my teacher's advice, the original one. She said Billy Joel played classical music until he was about 17 before he switched over. So
wow, man. And then you got to play piano, man, at Rodney Dangerfield. You got offered a job. You could have been in show business, man. We would have been working. Now the musical stylings of Lee Zeldin, it kind of works. It works, no? You didn't feel
so
comfortable.
When I was up in Albany in the state Senate, they have something called the LCA show. Everyone knows the White House Correspondents' Center down in D.C. So up there, they have a Republican and Democrat each year do a rebuttal. One year I did the Republican rebuttal. Part of the rebuttal, I took actually Piano Man and I changed the words around to make an Albany version of it.
Great bit.
And I sang too. I'm not a good singer. So a state senator, Ruth Hassel Thompson, I don't even know if she's still in the state senate or what happened to her, but she was not there. The next day when she saw me, she said, "You know, hey Zeldin, I heard you can play the crap out of piano, but you can't sing for." And I'm not going to say the next one. And that pretty much sums up the musical talent there.
Lee, how did you end up in the military from there? If we could stay on this tone for a second.
When I was 2 years old, I went to Camp Pendleton, California, where my uncle was a Marine, and so I did my first sit-up. I had this, you know, great photo. It's back in the day when we were wearing those, you know, short shorts and those tall tube socks with the colored stripes at the top.
Hip as ever. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I looked up to him, and he got through high school, went to the Marine Corps, and that was really the option for him. Yet when he retired, he got an associate's, a bachelor's, a master's, and a Ph.D., got out of the Marine Corps, and after I got my ROTC commission at the ceremony, he was the one to render me my first salute, which was awesome. Somewhere along the way, junior high school, though, I really started loving the Army in particular. So even though that first exposure was to the Marine Corps, loved the Marine Corps. I ended up going that one track and never looked back. I still serve in the reserves and love it.
Yeah, God bless you, and we appreciate your service to the United States, Congressman Zeldin. Congressman, what's happening with the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund?
I'm hearing that it is going to be passing the United States Senate next week by Wednesday. I would be shocked if this isn't being sent to the president's desk by this time next week. I'm hearing Wednesday of next week is when it's going to get done, which is great, because you know, one of the things I was concerned about over the course of the last couple months was the timeline of the House passing the bill before the August recess, and then during August recess there's a lot of bandwidth that our great 9/11 first responders and others are going to have to expend advocating to senators to have a vote after August recess to be able to get this done beforehand.
Yeah,
I mean, it can't get done soon enough. I'm very much looking forward to all these people who are making the trips down to D.C. to not have to do that anymore.
Yeah, and Congressman, before we let you go, you were the first person to talk about the dangers of Ilhan Omar. Give us your take, if you would, on the controversy involving the tweets and the chants, sir.
Congresswoman Omar, Congresswoman Tlaib have taken positions. They've stated rhetoric that many people, myself included, take strong exception to. I would encourage whether it's the President of the United States, it's any supporter of his, it's anyone in Congress who has an issue with some of these policy proposals. I mean, or AOC might be supportive and introduce a Green New Deal, or there's debate of Medicare for all, or there are politicians out there promising free housing and free education and free health care, including to illegals, and the list goes on. Let's have a substantive policy debate on the merits, and we win. And what was it, I think, is a distraction from all of that other substantive debate that should be had, that the president included in all those different tweets and statements, and he was absolutely right on, is this debate over the go back to your country. And for someone who's a United States citizen, who's born and raised and has always lived in the United States, that's not the right tone. As far as anyone, whether we're talking about Omar, any of the other three, and Omar was born in Somalia, or any of the other three, or anyone else in this country, I would say this. If you blame America first, and that's your mindset to any foreign policy challenge or these domestic challenges, you need to do some self-reflection. You live in the greatest nation on earth ever.
Yeah.
Love it, embrace it. We should always strive to improve it. But don't be hating on our country so much as if it's not an option for you to go live somewhere else if you hate it that much.
Yeah, amen. Congressman Lee Zeldin, again, thanks for your service, Lee. Oh, I enjoyed the chat so much this morning, and hopefully we could jam together on stage at a comedy club somewhere in the near future, Congressman.
Oh, man, I better go practice.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman Lee. Congressman Lee Zeldin right there, representing New York's 1st District on Long Island, and a truly great public servant. Hey, Piscopo in the Morning, 9:51. We have a talent show off the radio station with everybody on the show. You know, we can come on up. I'll wear my two socks. Two socks. Joey Two Socks will be up there. Come on. Yeah, we got it, you know.
Well, that's what happens when you buy shoes online. You have to wear the double socks so the shoes fit, you know.
like your right? heels from China. I know.
It's my heels so are too, they're too tight. At least you can get the shoes on by wearing the double socks.
They were
too
big. That's so true. Debbie, have a great weekend. We love you. 9:51. Debbie's looking halfway on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
You too. Have a great weekend, Joe, and everybody enjoy the weekend. Let's see what's happening on the Uptown 5 train. We're seeing some delays because of an earlier smoke condition up at 86th Street. Still seeing 15-minute delays on the Harlem and New Haven lines of Metro North. PATH trains delays system-wide, and that's all due to signal problems. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to that Cross Bronx westbound. Still slowing down, getting to the outbound GWB. Outbound GWB upper and lower construction till 2:30 this afternoon. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland Tunnel only 10 minutes in from 1 and 9 outbound. Still moving okay for you, Joe. If you're heading over to 287 South, exit 35 in Morristown, a downed tree was just taken care of. It's kind of busy right now at the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens, and that's construction. Throgs Neck Bridge also busy into Queens as well with ongoing right lane construction there. Let's see what's happening. Northbound Van Wyck at Atlantic Avenue, that's a stalled car to deal with, and some stop-and-go traffic at the Queens Midtown Tunnel 10 minutes into town. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. You know, Empire State Bank provides a full range of business deposit and lending products tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. Just ask Jeannie Sarno, First Vice President, Business Relationship Manager at Empire State Bank.
It's all about community.
communities with us. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank, please visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at AM970TheAnswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer.
Joe on the radio, you know what they say, your smile is one of the first things people notice about you. Well, Dr. Ed Romano and Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in Morristown can make your smile look and feel its best. If you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano is your guy, and his amazing team are there for you. They're committed to providing personalized care and customized treatment with over 30 years of his career devoted to providing his patients with the best dental and oral health possible. There are only a few dentists in the country with Dr. Romano's credentials and expertise. Great guy. When you sit down with somebody and you know they're a good person, Ed Romano's a great guy. He loves the station. He loves the radio show. He loves you. He goes, Joe, I want to help folks listening to you. So you can visit, please, AestheticSmilesNJ.com. AestheticSmilesNJ.com. Or call Dr. Romano's office today. Tell him Joe sent you, and you will be treated to a dental experience like you've never had before. From veneers that make your smile sparkle, baby, to implants that help you eat and feel better, you can count on Dr. Romano and the excellent team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. Here's the number for Dr. Romano, 973-285-5480. 973-285-5480.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
An excessive heat warning will be in effect from noon today through 8 p.m. on Sunday. For today, early morning clouds will give way to plenty of sunshine, hot and steamy, a high of 91, but it'll feel like it's close to 100 this afternoon. Very warm and muggy tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 80. For Saturday and Sunday, dangerously hot and humid with hazy sunshine, a high of 98 both days, but the heat index will peak near 110 each afternoon. There could be a late-day thunderstorm north and west of the city on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Max Vito for AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, I gotcha! Uh-huh! You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? Uh-huh!
Come on!
You try to sneak by me now, didn't you? Uh-huh!
Joe Tex!
Promise me, give it to you! Come on!
Joe Tex, that's my man right there. Well done, Matt Sambolin. Come on. It's Friday, baby.
Promise me the day that you quit your boyfriend. Woo. I'll be the next one to ease on me. You promise me it would be just us two. Yeah. I'll be the only man kissing on you. Yeah.
Hey, one of the great, what we used to call soul singers of the 1960s, Joe Tex, man. That's hysterical, Matt. Thank you. You know, that
You're
was
welcome.
One of my all-time favorites, man. Oh, he's Joe Tex. I idolized Joe Tex. Hey, it's 9:57, a couple minutes away from Mike Gallagher. Don't forget, Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05 on AM 970. The Answer, we're going out, and I have to apologize because it's so busy sometimes I miss the calls. Will you promise me when we come back Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning that you will call me back? Ugh, look at this call board. I apologize for that. Please, on our Balance of Nature phone lines, call back Monday. Matter of fact, you call early enough, I'll jump right on the phone, I promise. And I apologize for not getting to it sooner. Frankie Five Barrels, thank you for a great, great week of shows, as always.
Well, thank you, Joe. And thank you to Matt Sambolin for an incredible job.
Great job, Matt. Great job. Thank you. Charles, thank you. Matt Conklin, thank you. You rock, man. Appreciate it very much. And I'll report back on Monday. I'll be at the president's fundraiser today in Bedminster at the Trump National, and I'll report back Monday, and I will be there proudly working the crowd, shaking hands, you know, just believing in America. You know, all politics aside, by the way, just believing in the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless America. Make it a great weekend, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
77 degrees at 9:59. I'm Frank Moreno with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein is staying behind bars for now after he was denied bail yesterday. He's awaiting trial on new charges here in New York that he had sex with underage women. Prosecutors had argued Epstein's wealth, access to a private jet, and motive to flee are reasons he should remain locked up, and the judge seems to have agreed.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.